Hey everyone and welcome back to the Simple Down podcast. Today, I have a bit of a problem with the personal development movement. And it may sound strange coming from someone who's only been doing personal development for the past few years, but maybe that is also exactly why I see the problems there. Everybody knows that the industry has been booming for many years now, including everything related to it, like spirituality, psychology, philosophy, etc. And I would ask you to show me a single person who hasn't heard of the book Atomic Habits, for example. But you can't. There are no people left like that, okay? And I mean, it is a good book. Seems very comprehensible, but it would have been so much better and valuable if I would have read it because I came across it at the right time with the right amount of awareness when I was ready for it and not because 10 people recommended it to me that week. And this is why I have a problem with the self-help, self-development movement. Most of the time it is rushing our awareness. It is rushing what is not there yet and do some artificial mental programming that we are simply unable to really fundamentally deeply understand. We are not ready to jump that far with our awareness yet. They often lead, you know, to this initial bliss. Oh my God, I have this information now. My life will be in flow now. And not long after, the bliss is followed by lots of overwhelm, confusion, self-neglect, or worse, and more mental stress, tension, and whatnot. Or absolutely nothing happens because they weren't able to take in the information at all. I mean, how many of those who constantly consume self-help content have actually changed their lives for the better? Not even lives. How many have formed healthier mental states or personalities from simply consuming the content? From what I've seen, it tends to lead them to more overthinking, self-consciousness, and mental distress. I'd even go out and say that the people who'd have the perception and awareness to really benefit from such books don't even really need them that much. So what this self-help movement does is allow us to believe that we're doing so much for ourselves, for our well-being and all that, while in reality we're just kind of adding more and more and more layers on top of whatever problems we already had, making the problems seem less visible, yes, but underneath it all, they continue to be what they've always been and fester further. But hey, we're reading this really amazing book now and doing these hypnotic meditations. It must be getting better, right? Wrong. This was literally me even a year ago, obsessed with my guru ladies, watching their stories every day to bathe in their wisdom, obsessively trying to implement every piece of advice they'd give ever, all in hopes of finally getting it, you know, getting what's my problem when my life's not rolling for me. Like, if I try this advice they just gave now, I'll definitely, maybe, might get the answer. It just sounds kind of awful, doesn't it? And I'm sure that so many of you listening right now know that kind of feeling exactly, or maybe you're even in a place like that right now. And I wish that I could help you to let that feeling go, but I'm afraid that only you, yourself, will ever be capable of doing that. You need to build your own perceptions, your own awareness, with trial, error, and time. And I think that some people who listen to this podcast, for example, might connect more to some of my older episodes, the ones that I today could not connect to anymore, because they are in a place, in a similar place to where I was when I recorded them. And that's not bad in any way, I think, because the things I talk about there are the things I needed back then and the things that helped me back then. They worked for the awareness I had back then. And because of them and my continuous effort within, I was able to move forward. If I would have heard what I'm talking about today, then maybe I would have understood it. But at the same time, I wouldn't have understood it. Like, the information might reach my brain on a superficial level, but my consciousness, but it would not stay there. And very likely it would have made me feel even more confused. You know, it's great if the mental influencers and gurus are enlightened or whatever, but unless you're on the same level of awareness as them and on a very, very similar journey as them as well, they can only serve you as this kind of a mental quick fix that really doesn't last long, to give you the illusion of something you're wanting or expecting, something to cling on to when it gets hard and dark, to be your comfort blanket or something. But I truly believe that they don't have any answers for you. They don't have any real tangible change for you. The biggest, most valuable shifts happen from going inwards instead of outwards. That's why I think all the gurus out there are not actually doing the kind of work they appear to be doing. Constantly pushing a narrative down the throats of people who are likely to be on the verge of desperation or in confusion, in denial, in whatever. It is not enlightening. It is confusing. And that is on capitalism, I think. Because to continue making money, they need to keep showing up. They cannot just make and post a video that the right people will find and understand, deeply understand, you know, because they're ready to understand it at the right time. They need to continue spreading their narrative. They need to post continuously to brand their narrative, to have a brand, to have consistent income, to this, to that. And honestly, no, we don't really need those journaling prompts or whatever, or that meditation challenge, or to hear that latest lecture from Mr. and Mrs. whoever. What we need is to learn to be more aware of ourselves, in ourselves, by ourselves, in ways that only we ourselves would know and connect to. And none of these things happen by allowing others to dictate how and where it goes. This thing happens inside of you, and the less influence you have from the outside, the less confusion you'll be breeding in your life. Yes, you might feel confused at first, but it's more like overwhelm. Where do I even start, right? But that is your journey to shape and to craft and to treasure what you've created, and to shape and to craft again. The less I listen to the gurus, the speakers, the life experts of some sorts, telling me what's life, how should I live it, what should I do to live my life, the more space I have in my own head for my own insights and my own reflections and my discoveries and my own authority in my life. Am I talking about this may be contradictory, because it may seem like I'm trying to rush your awareness as well, but to be very, very specific, I'm only pointing out that we're mostly using self-help for self-deception and avoidance of the real things, aka encouraging our own authority and taking action that we'd really rather not take. And I want you to feel better, even if that means that all self-help dies out, including this podcast. It's fine by me, as long as we can all build more confidence in our own authority, as long as we can all walk our own paths and not look up to others how to do that. So, you know, I invite you to start trying things your way, today maybe, a little bit. Trust that you will know what to do without someone telling you what you should be looking for. Trust that you know best what's right for you. Allow the errors, their teachers. Just trust yourself more in the ups and downs of it. I feel like this one was more for myself, honestly, than to anybody else, but I hope you enjoyed it as well, or come to enjoy it one day when it's time for you, I guess. Thanks for being here, as always, and until next time.